Naomi, I would encourage you to read Ruth chapter 1. This is beginning a sermon series through the book of Ruth. Today we look at Naomi, and then we'll look at Ruth, then Boaz, then Obed. The name Naomi means pleasant or beautiful. Naomi left her country pleasant, but she returned bitter. She said, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara," which means bitter. When Naomi thought about her life, it tasted bitter. Not bittersweet, just bitter. Call me Mara. Naomi lived in the land of Israel in the time of Judges. This was a brutal time. It was the time of Samson, Gideon, Ehud, Deborah, and Jael. It was a tough life. Foreign enemies were constantly invading and plundering until Israelite warlords or judges would rise up and remove them. But Naomi's life was still pleasant. She was a woman of hope in a difficult time. Why? She had a companion, a husband in all of this. His name was Elimelech. His name testified to their common hope. "My God is king," is what Elimelech means. Even though there was no human king in Israel, he could say, "My God is king." Naomi also had hope as she looked to the future. She had two sons named Mahlon and Chilion, two young boys and later men who would support her and defend her. In the course of time, her life became much less pleasant. There was a famine in the land. Maybe this famine was caused by lack of rain. Maybe it was caused by invading enemies. Whatever the cause, the situation became so desperate that they decided to move to find food. The family moved to the land of Moab. Moab was the son of Lot, Abraham's nephew. So Moab and Israel were fairly close, though they did not often live in peaceful relations. In Naomi's family's case, they were able to find refuge in the land of Moab. They found a place where they could survive and even thrive. And then tragedy struck. Naomi's longtime companion, Elimelech, died in the land of Moab. A 19th century poem telling the story of Ruth puts these words into Naomi's mouth. "I lost my friend, supporter, comforter, my guide, my partner, both in joy and grief, my husband, my Elimelech." The loss of a spouse is such a hard loss. I remember a friend who lost his wife at a young age. He lost all motivation to work. "What's the use?" he would say. "I did it all for her, and now she's gone." The life of a husband and wife is the closest on earth, and the loss of that relationship a loss of one of our strongest supports. At least Naomi had her two sons. What a consolation in the midst of death to have two sons, two young men in whose faces she could see her Elimelech. Then the family grew. Mahlon and Chilion found wives in the land of Moab, Orpah and Ruth. The family grew, and Naomi had support and consolation in the land of Moab. Then the unthinkable happened. Both Mahlon and Chilion died. Naomi was left without the strong support of her sons. No doubt she felt again the deep pain of the loss of Elimelech. How did Naomi take all this? We find out through the words she expressed when she returned to Israel. "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." Ruth 20, 20 through 1. Ruth 1, 20 through 21. Call me Mara. Call me bitter. That's what Mara means. Naomi had experienced the bitterness of life. I wonder how many people around us would say, at least at times, call me Mara. How many lives have been so shaped by tragedy that they would say, simply, call me Mara, a bitter life. The death of a loved one is often one of those experiences that makes us call life bitter. Someone you expect to live with your whole life is taken too early. But it's not the only experience that makes life bitter. Abuse, betrayal, loss. There are more Maras around us than we know. The Bible does not hide this from us. The Bible does not pretend like everything is fine and dandy. The Bible is not a book of constant smiles. People are present in their triumphs and tragedies, their cooperation and their injustice, their happiness and their grief, their joy and their sadness. The Bible also speaks of those whose life has been bitter. It speaks to Maras. And what hope is there for Mara? That's what this book, the book of Ruth, is all about. What's strange is that this book does not come out and say, God is your hope. It doesn't answer Mara's bitterness with religious slogans. That's not to say that God is absent. He is there. He is the God of the widow and the orphan. I can imagine that Elimelech committed his wife and two sons to God when he died. The same 19th century poem I mentioned has him saying on his deathbed, "My beloved Naomi, God is the father of the fatherless and the husband of the widow. This thought, this firm belief, dispels all fear and makes a deathbed happy." This is a true and comforting thought. We can teach this from the book of Ruth. But this is not explicitly in the book of Ruth. What is the comfort in the book of Ruth? It is Ruth and Boaz and Obed. In the midst of her bitterness, there is Ruth, who is a companion. There is Boaz, who provides for them and redeems them. There is Obed, a son born to restore the house of Elimelech. God is there, but he's present through his people. He's bringing restoration to a Naomi's bitter life. But he's doing it through the people he brings into her life. As the Apostle Paul said, "But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus." 2 Corinthians 7, verse 6. There is also no specific prophecy of Christ in this book. It is not explicitly messianic. But Christ is there. He's the companion of the widow. He's the redeemer of what was lost. He's the son who restores the house. But if we only see these things as pointing to Christ, then I think we'll miss some of Christ. Christ, the head, is present through his body. That's how he brings comfort, through his people. Yes, we all face the bitterness of life. Some of us have experienced so much of it, we will say, "Call me Mara." But God, who comforts the downcast, will send us Ruths and Boazes and Obeds. Amen.